Now presents The Green Room, brought to you by Audible.
So you can't have The Green Room without Tom Green, who is our next guest in The Green Room.
Green Room.
And Eric is very disappointed because he didn't get to see Tom when he came in studio.
Yes. He was one of my idols back in the day. Whenever he had his Tom Green show, I would always watch him all the time.
When did you find out we were having Tom? That week? Did you know or did you find out afterwards?
No, you know what? I really didn't know what guests you guys were going to have on the show until like they were already there.
Oh.
And then you text me like, oh, by the way, we're having a guest. I'm like, oh, who is it? And you're like, oh, Tom Green. I'm like,
You're like, what?
Yeah.
Tom was great though. Tom wrote a song called I Want to Be Friends with Drake. And I want to write a song called I Want to Be Friends with Tom Green.
Oh.
Because he and I had such great conversations off air. We were talking about like broadcasting and equipment, and he's very knowledgeable about all that. And we were just talking at that time. He was doing a show from his house, and he was asking us what kind of equipment we use. And I was talking to him about what kind of equipment he uses, and it was a lot of fun. We had a great time. We were talking for, I mean, in my mind, it was like an hour total.
Yeah.
Might not have been that long. Might have been like 5 minutes, but I thought it was great. If you're listening, Tom, hit me up. In fact, when I last saw him, I thought. Now, this could be just something I imagined, but I thought he said, hit me up next time you're in L.A. Or maybe I said that. Maybe I said, hey, I'm going to hit you up next time in L.A.
Yeah.
Anyway, I did. I hit him up. No response.
He's too busy broadcasting.
Maybe. So Tom is doing stand-up all over the country, as well as Canada. And if he's coming to a city near you, I would highly advise that you go and see him. He's very funny. You can go to tomgreen.com for tickets and information. And without further ado, here is Tom Green from July 23rd, 2010.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've never felt more comedically insecure in my life because Tom Green is in the studio right now.
Yay!
What's up, Tom?
Yes. Guys, thanks for having me on the show. This is a lot of fun.
So Tom was Tom in the first block.
Yeah.
Not absolutely. A lot of people knew that.
Tom, the water guy.
It shows his ring.
Water guy.
Yes.
I'm still water guy, though. I'm still drinking a water. But
if you don't believe it, look it up on IMDb.
I was drinking a Budweiser, and now I'm drinking a Miller Lite.
You're just crossing the breweries. That's fine.
Chaser.
The last block, I was drinking a Budweiser, and I appreciate it, guys, because now I'm having my second beer of the night.
Cheers, my friend.
I'm having a Miller Lite.
How long did you research the role of Tom the Water Guy that you just played in the first block so effortlessly?
Rockstar.
That's what I do.
I just whiffed on it.
No, that's a good question.
You were researching the role of Tom the Water Guy.
Hold on. He's going to put his ear muffs on.
Back into the mix.
Right. Plugged in. Glad to have you.
Plugged in.
But it was cool having him off because I was still right there with you guys, man.
Yeah. No, it's
but
the same.
They put this on, and it's like, oh, we're back in, you
Holy
know.
Crap. We're on the air.
Radio world.
It's amazing. You really are back in radio world. So.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for having me back.
No, thank you
for being here.
To Radio World and back.
Headphones are off.
Yeah, you like to mix it up. I like that.
But it's actually just really kind of quite nice, just like this too. I can hear you guys. Everything's fine.
I've done two or three shows sans headphones, and it's nice.
You come back in here. Just I don't know if the people at home even really know what I'm talking about.
Right.
What I'm talking about is the sound that goes into your head.
Yeah.
You have these on.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like
the more intimate
everybody
way.
Is through the ear hole, right in your ear.
Right.
That's a fun thing.
It's stereo. Everyone's in stereo.
In fact, I think that might be what I like about radio so much.
Intimacy of it.
You're broadcasting. It's that you're hanging out with a bunch of people and you can hear everyone talking right in your ear.
In
like
your ear. Yeah.
I also like that you can hear yourself talk.
Yeah,
because you can change your voice to make it sound like whatever you want.
Yeah, you get closer.
It works. Yeah,
you get closer and do it. Talk like that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Talk a little like that for a while. Right. Get up close like that, and we're going to talk a little like this. Be very serious. Or then you can get back. You can bend back like this.
Yeah.
Right. Be more like that, right?
It's like they're a fly on the wall at the bar at this point. They're sitting in the booth three
so
over.
So I love that. I love that about radio. But I appreciate you guys having me on.
No, we were so excited to have you on. And like I said, I'm very insecure right now. I'm sitting down. And
it's
because your fly's down, Mike.
That too. And
well, you know what, guys? I love what you guys are doing here, man. This is cool.
Well, you do this.
Like,
you
thanks, know, dude.
It's like
that.
You guys are doing... It's like it's two turntables and a microphone.
Yep.
It is where it's at.
You're doing some cool stuff like this.
No, you're doing it way better than we are.
You're doing the Tom Green Live.
Yeah, I've been doing this show on my website, for about 4 years.
Very
in my
cool.
living room.
What's the website, Tom?
On my living room. It's tomgreen.com, and you can get me on Tom Green Live on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, and you know what? It's fun. It's ridiculous. But it's driving me crazy, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah. And
you're doing it out of your living room, too, which is so fun.
Yeah, I'm doing it out of my living room. And it's been cool. But you know what? It's just to me, what I want to say to you guys is isn't it just amazing what's going on in the world? Look at this. I didn't realize we were going right through the laptop.
Yeah, cool, dude.
Yeah.
We're high budget.
Direct, that's right. But it's actually cooler in a way because it's direct online, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's content over form.
Mm-hmm.
Very much.
That's what I believe in. Content over form.
Now, Tom, do you like the internet version? Do you feel more freedom with this now? Your own show?
Oh, yeah. It's I'm having a good time. But, you know, for the last year, though, I've been on a road doing stand-up because, to be honest with you, I'll tell you guys, it does start to drive you a little bit crazy.
That doing the show for...
Being online all the time like that.
Yeah.
Putting yourself online like that. You feel different.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I had to take a break from it. And this is actually the first time I'm saying this. I haven't even said this on my blog yet, so I don't know.
Exclusive, MZ Live exclusive.
I tweeted it tonight, but this is the thing. I've taken a year off to go do stand-up comedy. I've been on the road. Having a great time. You know, I'm touring all around here in Dallas.
Very cool.
A few times this year. Back to Washington, D.C. next week. And it's very fun. But, you know, it's nice to be away from the WebOvision. I call it WebOvision
for
a minute because it will drive you guys crazy.
So you're saying
it will drive you all completely
crazy. Oh, it will.
Welcome back to humanity.
WebOvision drives you crazy, but like you like the instant feedback you get from the stand-up audience better?
Well, it's just exciting. I'm having a great time doing stand-up, you know. You're up in front of an audience. Everybody's, you know, having a good time, having some beers. You got a bunch of people there. We're having fun. I'm telling some jokes.
Right.
It's a really fun time, yeah. It's been great. I toured all over Australia.
All right.
I'd never been to Australia. Got to go all over Australia. So it's been a fun year. But, it's also partially I just had to get out of my web studio world for a minute.
/ living room.
And I'm here, guys, right now, and I'm seeing you guys are going right down that laptop. That is cool.
Now, Tom, did you tour
cheers to that?
Cheers, brother.
Because that's what it's all about. Cheers. You know, we have a camera plugged into a laptop.
That's right. That's right.
I've never actually seen it go right through the laptop. That's direct.
Tom, how was Western Australia? How was the crowd out there?
Perth. Western Australia, I can tell you. I can actually
get... Did you actually
went out to Perth. I actually... shot a video on my website. You can watch it of me actually touching the Indian Ocean for the first time.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
On the coast of Western Australia, Perth, Australia. I took a video and I walked up and I put my hand into the Indian Ocean. I said, that's me touching the Indian Ocean. I didn't go swimming, though, because we went and got margaritas instead.
Yeah.
Margaritas in Australia.
Yeah, that's interesting. What was the Australian margarita like?
I mean, we just drove over there to see it. I actually should have gone swimming. But honestly, there was this margarita place. We just went and sat there.
How is that water? How is the Indian water?
It's clear blue. Yeah. It was like the Caribbean.
Well, yeah, so it's beautiful.
Beautiful.
The Great Barrier Reef is, I think.
Yes. Right? Yes.
I saw it from
Mumbai.
I was
only there for a day. Angle. That's the only thing. We did every city. We did Brisbane, Newcastle, Wollongong.
Sure.
Wollongong.
Yeah. Wollongong just outside Sydney.
It's beautiful.
You didn't get to stay in one place long enough.
Right.
But I did see a duck-billed platypus in the wild.
Okay, cool. What is that like
in
the wild?
And a pet kangaroo, and you can watch all this video.
Well, I'm Australian unless you do that.
So you can watch all this video on my website. Yeah. TomGreen.com.
Go check it out.
So what was petting the kangaroo like? Did it challenge you to fight?
It was actually in a reserve.
Okay.
So it was used to being pet.
Okay.
But I will admit, and I cannot tell a lie...
Okay. Like, you got in the pouch.
No, I'm gonna say it. No.
I was gonna ask that.
I would have pouched it if it was acceptable.
That's got to be on Urban Dictionary.
I would not have pouched it. I would not have pouched it.
Do you walk up to the kangaroo and just?
They're a bit temperamental.
What I'm saying is we were in a reserve, but I made it seem like it was in the wild on my website.
Okay,
to be honest with you. Made it seem like I just encountered this thing. It walked right up to me, and now I'm all of a sudden I'm boxing. I'm shaking hands. It's all cuddling with me.
Right.
And then I put it up on the site and I said, I encountered a wild kangaroo in the wild. And everyone's like, you must be like Dr. Doolittle.
I'm groggy.
I'm telling you right now. That was all fake. That was all staged.
Oh,
Hollywood.
Disappointment.
Hollywood.
Well, it was actually on a nature reserve.
Suspension of disbelief be damned.
The thing was coming up to me because I thought I had some food, right? You know, people come and feed it like
those little pellets.
What do you feed kangaroos, Tom?
I think Doritos.
The
cool ranch or spicy.
I think it's used to being fed the Doritos of tourists, right?
Oh, MSG.
That's what I would feed the snow monkeys in Japan. I went and did a tour of Japan. We drove around Japan. And you know, if you're ever in Nagano, Japan, you drive up to Japan.
Yeah, we're there every week.
Yeah,
if you ever drive across there, which I did got to do one time in my life.
Yeah.
There's these monkeys that come out of the woods. They're snow monkeys, and they're angry. They're angry, these monkeys.
Yeah, apparently no eucalyptus. They're really vicious
beings. I made a video. I made a show called The Subway Monkey Hour. It was about me going around Japan. And a lot of people who come to my stand-up shows bring that. They enjoy that show. It's a DVD. You can get it. It's on Amazon.com.
I'm going to buy it.
Subway Monkey Hour. Go buy it. Buy it today. Order one today. But, you know, I go all across Japan. But up there in Nagano province, okay, in
Nagano.
Japan, these monkeys, angry monkeys come running out of the woods, right?
Yeah.
And if you pull your car over at any given point, they'll run up to your car and they'll try to steal your Doritos.
So little bastards.
Yeah, so basically I had all these Doritos and we got out.
Doritos are big in Japan?
They're little.
Yes. Oh, totally.
Yeah. Yeah. Except they
huge.
Except they have fish.
Sore octopus.
I'm telling you, I was in Japan. For the first time I went to Japan, I was there for a minute. I opened up a bag of chips. I reached in, pulled it out. I ate it. I was eating these chips.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I realized I was eating dried fish with eyeballs.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And it was delicious. It was like a salty little
sure, it's great.
You know, treat. Gross. Or whatever.
High mercury levels.
But anyways, these monkeys, you can. They come up, they steal your Doritos, and they'll try to take your Doritos.
Don't they have parents?
Maybe they're hungry, Tom.
I actually captured one of the monkeys in my van.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I took some Doritos and
Did you tell you had a bike?
I just took the Doritos, threw it in the van. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just threw it in the van, right? They went in, closed the door, had the monkey for a minute, uh-huh. And we thought, this is ridiculous. What are we doing with the monkey in the van? My friend was telling me, it's actually on the video, my friend, you know.
There's three monkeys in the van.
The writers on the show that are always trying to push you to do crazier stuff,
yeah, they're like,
basically.
Yeah.
They're trying to get you to do something crazy. Hey, take the monkey into town. Yeah. Drive it into Nagano town and drop it off at the Kentucky Fried Chicken. And I'm like, you know what, guys? No.
KFC's
not
today.
I'm actually not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. So we opened up the van. The monkey ran back into the woods. They, you know, everybody thought I was some sort
of monkey. Chris Hansen show up and ask you questions.
Everybody thought that I was some,
in a suit and tie. Yeah. Yeah.
Basically, he should have.
You do to this monkey? You typed.
So we let the monkey go, and I'm proud of that. To be honest with you,
awesome. You should be.
Yeah, because you don't want to mess around with a live monkey. You know, I mean,
they're super strong, man.
It's just minding its own business. But at the end of the day, these things are super strong. You could rip your friggin'. Face off.
Yeah.
That did one of those have recently. Let's change the topic, though.
Let's talk about
monkeys.
I do have a question.
Xanax party.
Enough about the dangers of monkeys.
Now, you started stand up at 15.
Yeah.
Right? And then you
break. I was just looking at the paper here, though.
He was a rapper before, though.
You were a rapper before 15.
Yeah. When I was in high school, I made. Do you guys mind if I tell you all these stories?
No, we want to hear the stories.
We'll call you Uncle Tom.
That was his rapper name.
Yeah. The school stuff on here about...
well, we have Miley Cyrus story.
A Cape Town man appeared in court after his neighbor claimed he witnessed the man having sex with his poodle.
Yes.
And that's not a euphemism.
I guess there's something wrong with that.
So, you know.
Who does it? You know?
This is an actual real story.
Walked by the backyard of a friend with a poodle and gun.
Talks about, you know...
Becoming a problem.
Yeah, totally.
Second smartest
The poodle epidemic.
Is it really an epidemic if you're having a poodle?
One is enough, Wes.
Just saying.
McDonald's fries.
Have you guys ever done stand? You're a stand-up comedian.
I'm a stand-up comedian.
All three of us have done stand-up. Yeah.
You've all done stand-up comedy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Chrissy has.
Every Friday.
Chrissy dabbles in stand-up.
It's a very exhilarating experience,
it
isn't
is.
It?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
It makes auditions easy. It makes everything else easy in life.
Makes job interviews easy.
I've really thrown myself into it this year.
Yeah.
And I'm having a great time. And it's exciting.
Sure.
You know, and it's just, there's a great energy to it. So that's cool.
Hadn't done it before this time. You hadn't done it in a long time.
Uh-huh.
So it was kind of starting something over again, or was it just jumping right into it and getting into it?
You know, I started doing it for a little bit in L.A. I was jumping up at the Comedy Store and at the Ice House in Pasadena.
God bless you.
You played the Comedy Store in L.A.?
The Laugh Factory. Yeah, just
Wes, so I've played the Comedy Store in L.A.
Dallas, and that's a dream for me,
I've done the Laugh Factory, too, in front of five people.
I met a good friend from Sean Halpin from Dallas.
Yeah.
Okay. No, Sean?
Josh knows him.
At the Improv?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's from Dallas. I met him at the Comedy Store. People are, you know, and it's a good time. So I did that for about 6 months, and then me and Sean actually went on the road for a while.
That's very cool.
Yeah, and it's been fun. It's been a very exciting year.
So what's
did you hear about this dog?
I heard about the dog. Yeah. Tell me more about the dog.
Crazy.
Not enough happening in the world.
But
there's a lot of animal sex and going on bestiality, right?
Yeah.
What's cheaper than Craigslist?
What's
what Bobby told me. By the way, if you want to date Bobby, send an email to datebobby@michaelzavala.com. You don't have to worry about headshots.
You might want
to
spell that because you kind of said Zavala.com.
If they know, they don't need to know.
Yeah.
And
yeah, if they don't want to take the effort to learn how to spell it, they don't need to be dating Bobby. I like a lot of these people. We put up a Craigslist ad for Bobby, and a lot of these people started sending us ads and stuff. But they're like, do you have a recent picture? Well, we had Bobby's picture on the ad.
Do you have a picture of Bobby from high school?
No, it's a recent picture.
That would really freaking help.
And they're like, do you have a picture at all? I'm like, well, Bobby has enough stupid people in the world. He doesn't need a girl who doesn't see the picture on the website.
Can we tell Tom who Bobby is so he knows what the hell's going on?
Bobby,
he doesn't know who Bobby is?
Yeah. No, he doesn't. He's a fan of the show.
He hasn't reached out from here yet. I don't know if you know this. He's not
famous
yet.
Where the heck is Bobby tonight anyways?
We don't freaking know.
No, I don't know.
Where the hell is he?
He's hiding.
Yeah, Bobby, he said he was going to be here.
He did.
Yeah, but I think he's scared because we took a Craigslist ad out for him to get women to date.
Y'all freaking love that crap.
You know what, Chrissy? It's kind of fun to see what the people that go to Craigslist will do.
Chrissy, that paid for your college education. Yeah. Don't bash it.
It did. Damn it.
Right there.
I can't lie.
It's a massage.
That's actually how I met Tom. So.
Oh, yeah?
How was she? Did she make you get that non-refundable deposit, too? Because that sucked.
What's that?
The non-refundable deposit. Did she make you do that, too?
Yeah, I know.
It sucked.
Is total crap.
You know what?
You never get
worth
it.
Needed four new tires.
It's worth it.
Honey, I definitely didn't do that, honey. If you're listening.
He did. Twice.
Wes, stop.
Sorry. Oh, y'all are too much.
Tom,
are we too much?
You know,
so
we,
now can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, so right now, you guys, I see you. This is our second block right now.
Yes.
Yes.
So how long are the blocks?
Oh, we actually got to take a break here. It's like 15, 17 minutes.
I was feeling
like that.
Yeah, I was feeling and
feeling the break.
But does it have to be a certain length, or do you guys just decide?
It's not the size, Tom.
Yeah, it's not.
It's
the size.
How you record.
No, I'm just wondering. I'm just curious.
It's like radio stations. We have to trim it down so they can play their commercials and music in between.
8 minutes, 10 minutes, 15.
All the radio stations out there.
6 to 7 minutes.
So has it been? How long have we been on the air since we came on? Since
a long time.
Since we were doing taking the headphones off.
35 minutes?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
something like that.
We've been rolling.
35.
Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
Giddy up.
That's how we do it.
Cool.
We'll take a break,
though. That's what we say. Giddy up.
You're a rapper. I've got some beats for you because I'm a beat maker.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a beat maker.
Shoot.
In the beat lab. He gets down in the beat lab.
And he lays down beats. I can try to rap over some stuff. Okay. All right, I'll try.
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
It may be horrible, though.
No.
We've done it. Not it was horrible.
Okay.
You guys have plied me with beers.
Yes.
Right? So, and I'm just going to say stuff off the top of my head.
We're okay with it.
Which I rarely do, by the way. Usually
it's well thought.
Some rapping.
It's weird.
Let me say one thing, okay? Before you go to break.
Sure.
Exhibit came on my show.
Yeah.
And he rapped with me, okay?
I saw this.
On my web show. Yeah. And I want to say that Exhibit, like, killed it on that show, and like a kid took the video and put it up on YouTube. It's got like 3 million views or something.
No joke.
It was really exciting. It's me and Exhibit rapping, and Exhibit was. It's like I've had a lot of a few different rappers on the show. I won't say who or what, but Flavor Flav came on the show and we rapped on the show, and Jurassic 5 rapped on the show.
No kidding.
Me and Exhibit rapped on the show. And you know what? It was
murdered him.
No. It wasn't that. It was
that too.
That's actually Exhibit. Tom Green murders Exhibit.
Tom,
that's
you want a freestyle battle right now with me because we will do this.
But that's not what I'm trying to say.
This is the whitest.
We'll murder you, son.
What I'm trying to say is that's not actually what happened. That's what someone titled the video,
right?
Because Exhibit was great, and what I was saying was cool that he actually kicked in because, you know, I said, I'm gonna rap for you. I started rapping. Then I gave him the mic.
And he was laughing.
And then he started rapping. And a lot of times, people would start rapping. And so then he killed it. And then we were just having fun. He was laughing. It was a fun bit. And Exhibit's awesome. And, and disregard the title to that video. It was just, that was just a cool night. Me, Exhibit, rapping. You can check it out on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
That's awesome. We'll be right back with Tom Green.
And then I when we come back, I will show you how lucky I got that night with Exhibit.
Awesome. Dip it, drop it. If you don't rub it down, whatever. Join the show online at mzliveonline.com. MZ Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, another MZ Live exclusive.
Maybe I should have another beer. Okay.
Tom Green.
I'm sitting here with a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Like, what the f-
Yeah, exactly.
Got a beer.
You're better than me because you caught yourself. I normally just dropped the F-bomb.
I grabbed a cup of coffee, and I'm thinking, what am I doing here? Everyone's drinking beers. I went and grabbed a cup. It's because we were downstairs. You got an amazing studio here, right?
Yeah.
And I went downstairs, and you have a nice coffee machine, and we were looking at it and thinking, you know, that looks pretty good.
I poured myself
a cup of this. Little caffeine never hurts.
Never.
Mix it in with the...
Up and down here, Tom.
Cheers, guys.
We'll level it out.
Great to be on the show.
Cheers.
Great to be on the show.
Here we go.
Cheers.
Michael, how's that rock star, Michael?
Man, it's great. I've almost finished half.
Yep. You've got some alcohol and caffeine. You've just got caffeine Benadryl or
whatever.
That's
what
whatever
I do.
Right
stuff.
On.
Are they putting NyQuil. That
stuff? NyQuil. It's meth, actually.
Yeah.
I think there's crystal meth and...
Well, I'll admit that I'm addicted to Red Bull. I do have a Red Bull addiction.
A little fish. Yeah. We stocked that at my office and I have two a day. It's ridiculous.
This is good coffee. You guys got good coffee here.
That's Josh. Josh, thanks for the coffee.
Yeah, absolutely. Unbelievable.
I'm in pinch of myself.
Guys, did you hear that...
Tom Green.
What's going on, Tom? What's on the news here?
You hear that a Cape Town man has appeared in court after his neighbor claimed he witnessed the man having sex with his poodle?
I heard something about this.
It's so weird. Yeah, I know. This is deja vu.
So he was doing the poodle.
Yeah.
What a man does
according
with
his poodle. To witnesses, the suspect told them to leave him alone. And when they tried to stop him... When they tried to stop him, he said he must finish because he couldn't start and then stop because that wasn't right.
You have to respect this man's need for closure.
He's getting in.
That's what it says on this piece of paper right here.
He's on the grind. He's getting it every day.
Can we play this for Tom Green?
Let's play Hood Boss. This is, we asked Big Hood Boss, one of the guests we've had on the show.
He's a local rapper. Of him.
we asked him, hey, Big Hood Boss, how are you? And his response was this.
Oh, you know, on the grind, you know, getting it every day, man. Just glad to be her. You know, we her. So we live in action, finna put it in, man. Get it in.
Now, to translate that, it's, you know, we on the grind, man. Mm. Just getting it every day.
Yeah, okay.
Just glad to be here. You know we here, so we live in action, fixing to put it in and get it in.
Yeah, I got it, man. I listened to it
50 times so I could transcribe it in English.
Yeah, and but that's exactly what we all should be doing.
We should be on the grind.
Yeah.
Getting it every day.
Man.
We should be.
Getting it in, putting it in.
Let me just glad to be here.
Flip that around. Because you have to put it in before you get it in.
Oh, well, I'm dyslexic, so I can say however I want.
Yeah.
I wasn't making
That's what I'm doing today. I'm getting it in. Put,
are
sure.
you?
I'm,
That's
I'm
awesome.
On the grind. What is it he said again?
He said, you're on the grind. You're getting it every day.
Mm. Yeah.
He's glad to be here because you know we're here.
Well, you guys,
you know the rap lingo. You're a rapper. What are you talking about?
I know.
You're the rap. You're the rapper.
I do know, but it's
the rap rapper.
You guys are really microanalyzing that sentence.
I spent so much time because when he said it, I was sitting there and I went, "What the crap?" And I had to go back
microanalyzing.
Oh yeah, you know what? I broke it down like Shakespeare.
Yeah, he makes more than our teachers.
Cool, man. You know what? You know what? You got to look at that like this. You got to look at that like this. He was. This was here on the show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He was just happy to be here, relaxed, having a good time.
Yeah. He was quite relaxed.
He was very relaxed.
Felt like he could say whatever he wants. That's pretty cool.
You can hear on him.
And he's our field reporter.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So anytime something goes down, we throw it to Hood Boss and see what's going on. In,
probably right now.
You know, I'm glad you said that because he's actually over at the neighbor's house. Who saw the man having sex with the dog.
Sure.
Yeah. So what's going on, Hood Boss?
Oh, you know, on the grind, you know, getting it every day, man. Poodle. Just glad to be her. Okay. You know, we her.
So that's what he was doing.
Action he was. Put it in, man. Get it in.
Yeah, he did put it in and got it in, and he got BCR.
Exclusive from Big Hood Boss.
That's good.
Thank you. Exclusive.
He did sound relaxed. That's for sure.
Oh, very relaxed.
Tom, you have no idea.
He didn't even have his eyes open the whole time.
Yeah.
He was just kind of mumbling.
He was actually the one being interviewed.
He was hankering for some cheese puffs.
He was getting it in and putting it in.
Yeah.
Putting it in and getting it in.
Now, what's this about Hannah Montana?
What?
Oh, my gosh.
She's 17.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on with Hannah?
She's going to school.
Oh, wow. I want to know where. I want to know when. I want to know why. What's she going to study?
I have a lot of respect for Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana, because I know what it feels like to be Chrissy Henderson and Chrissy Hilton. I mean, it's
both of
kind
them.
Of the it's same kind time. Of the same. Like, I'm tired of...
Because so you like put in the Hannah Montana movie, you just were forced to choose your identity.
Right.
Yeah. And this is all I've garnered from previews. I didn't actually see it.
Right.
Except for I saw it twice.
Hey,
no
we saw
on.
It.
But anyway.
Chrissy and I saw it.
I didn't get back.
Remember?
Yeah.
We did.
We
what
did.
Up? Fist bump.
Yeah. Y'all actually did go to the theater and saw that movie?
Yeah, we did.
Actually. Did I get the plot right?
And he cried.
I did.
What you were the
two? Hannah
two
Montana
times.
Movie?
There's an actual movie of that?
They made a movie.
I'll buy it for you.
I like Hannah Montana. I just didn't know they had a movie.
Yes.
Yeah. You might want to check it out.
Disney Channel show. Huge show, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, massive.
Yeah.
My cousins
we
love it.
We need to
it.
Get her on the Tom Green show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
That'd
Hannah
be awesome.
Montana?
As Hannah Montana.
Well, I just feel like society isn't evolving.
I heard she retired the character.
Yeah.
She's doing Hannah Montana forever, her last season, and then she's done.
Okay. Oh, really?
I don't know how I know that.
She goes to school.
Maybe it's because it's on the sheet. Right,
Michael, quick. Fifth Amendment.
Huh?
I heard they were going to redo Hannah Montana with a cast of Harry Potter. And they were going to redo Harry Potter with a cast of Hannah Montana.
That would be very interesting.
I would watch
Billy Ray going to be Ron Weasley.
One summer, we're effing around. We're going to redo the cast of Hannah Montana
in
Harry Potter.
And they'll get distribution,
of course.
We're going
to redo Harry Potter with a cast of Hannah Montana.
So who's
July 30th.
I mean, I'll audition for it, but.
Are they going to do all eight movies?
I would watch both of those.
I would too, no joke.
Oh, yeah.
I'd go to that back-to-back, pay twice.
What if you flip the cast of Family Matters and the cast of Family Ties and they did the other
shows?
It
wouldn't make a difference. No, it would. No, the thing is, honestly, it would make a difference because Michael J. Fox was the man.
Thank you.
He was.
Thank
he you. Was badass.
Family Ties, that was an amazing...
And a fellow Canadian.
Fellow Canadian. And that was an amazing, amazing show because of Michael J. Fox.
Very much so.
I slept like Marty McFly for a good few years of my napping.
Cool show. And there was everyone else,
the arm behind the back.
Justine Bateman was cool on that show. She came on my web show.
How is she now?
She's really cool, and she came on my web show. She was nice enough to come do my web show, and it was like, cool, hey, Justine Bateman.
Now, your web show, tell us about that.
Yeah, but that show was a good show. Family Ties... If you want to talk about what do I remember when I was a kid?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I remember Family Ties.
Yep.
Okay. This is how old he is.
Back to the Future.
10 years old.
We had Christopher Lloyd on the show like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Christopher Lloyd was here, Tom.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool. I've never met him. Is he cool?
He's amazing.
He was nice on the phone. Yeah. He was a good guy.
Man, that's amazing.
I'll give you his number. You can have him on your show.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Totally. It's all about who you know.
Yeah, he is cool.
Yeah.
Because he, that movie, when that came out, I already skateboarded, but I think at that point I was like, I'm going to really invest myself.
Tom, how
did
would you feel?
Did you feel freaking gypped at the hoverboard?
Oh, yeah.
Well, like no, that's Back to the Future 2.
Well, yeah, I know that.
But in the first one, when he grabs onto the car.
Oh, skitches.
On the back of the car.
Yeah.
And it's just the biggest heroic moment in the history of cinema.
With a Mountain Dew sign in the background.
With a Mountain Dew sign in the background. Yeah, you got a Mountain Dew shirt on, though.
Yeah, I hate it, though.
Yeah. Are you guys sponsored by Mountain Dew?
Well, my chest roll area is.
No,
so.
But Dr.
Thank
Pepper
you.
Snapple Mountain could Dew. Give us a call.
That's right.
Let us know what's up.
That's cool. Yeah, well, it was in the most amazing moment. Yeah. That was when those wide skateboards, you know what I'm talking about, just came out.
Oh, really?
Before that, you were on the little...
The skinny board.
You were on a little skinny board, right?
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, they had the wide ones that are wooden boards with Kryptonix wheels.
Sure.
Okay.
Makes me think of Gleaming the Cube.
Pal Peralta.
Now you are a skater.
How were the trucks?
Yeah.
The trucks were good. You had Thunder trucks.
They had the good trucks.
You had Gullwing trucks. You had Tracker
the
trucks.
Skater lingo only we know it.
The only skateboard I ever had was a Snoopy skateboard with Joe Cool written on the top. So I don't have any street cred.
Tracker trucks.
Tom. Yep. What about Gleaming the Cube?
Gleaming the Cube, directed by Stacy Peralta.
Yes.
Starring Christian Slater.
Yes.
It's a great... that was sort of when skateboarding really, though, that was the first mainstream movie. Before that, it was just like, hey, did you hear the Bones Brigade's doing stunt work in Police Academy 3 or something like that? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, wait a minute, there's a movie about skating? There was Thrashin' as well, Thrashin'.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that was a couple years earlier.
Kids today have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Have y'all seen Despicable Me?
No.
Oh, I heard it's awesome.
Oh, it's so awesome.
I want to see Inception, though.
Yes.
Heard that's good.
That's a solid segue to Inception.
So, what's next, Tom?
Well, I'm going to Washington, D.C. next week. I'm very excited about it.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm going to be doing shows at the Improv in Washington, D.C.
It's very cool.
And just go to the website. Follow along on the website.
Because
I've got a lot of big changes that are happening at TomGreen.com right now. Haven't even had a chance to really even tell everybody yet because I've been so just goofing around on the road. Big changes. I've got two guys working with me right now.
Right.
Great videographer, director, producer, editor, filmographer guys.
Very cool.
Two guys, Tony and Josh. What's up? I know you guys are watching
Tony
Rock and Roll.
And Josh.
They're rocking they're holding the channel down.
Very cool.
You know, the channel's built in my house. I have two dogs. You know, it's been odd for me because I've been on the road so much.
What kind of dogs do you have, Tom?
I have two Siberian Huskies.
All right.
Annie
that says a lot about
Annie
you.
And Steve, both girls.
Nice. You have a dog named Steve.
Oh, real cool. Yeah, yeah, but it's a girl.
Best dog I ever had was a Husky.
Yeah. Oh, I have these two Huskies, and they're just so great. And they're my girls, you know, yeah. and I miss them.
Loyal.
You know, wait, your dogs are girls named Andy and Steve?
Yes.
Annie and Steve.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why. I called Steve. And now Steve is really the more, alpha.
Sure.
Female. I don't know if that.
No, alpha. It does. It applies.
She's definitely.
She's pretty op.
She's the aggressive. You know, she runs the house.
Right.
Steve runs the house. I don't run the house.
Samantha Ronson.
Steve
to
tells
Lindsay
me
Lohan.
Where to go. Steve tells me where to go. You're going over here to this cupboard and you're getting us a biscuit.
Yeah. Sure. You know? What about peanut butter? So they ask for peanut butter.
Yeah.
They don't ask for it. Tom provides.
I only do that once. I don't. Because they do the lick thing for like 15 minutes.
Right,
they seem to enjoy it.
You timed it.
It's about how long it takes. You can see that on TomGreen.com.
I actually didn't film it. But you know when you put probably peanut better. Butter on a dog's tongue, right? It licks it, right?
How they got Mr. Ed to talk with the horse, right? Yep.
It's an interesting thing to do to your dog. Give your dog a little bit.
It's a major cause of dog diabetes.
I would say that I would only do it once and then decide whether it's a good idea afterwards, depending on how your dog reacts.
Now, did you hear about the guy in Cape Town with his poodle?
What's this about?
Absolutely. The dog was eating peanut butter at the time.
Yeah, then it asked him to have sex with it, apparently.
At the time, the dog was actually eating peanut butter.
Evidently, you've never
like
dropped acid, Wes.
It was Sam, but wanted some.
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of wanting to kill, right? All right, good deal.
Well, Tom, do you want to do a couple of freestyle?
Oh shoot!
Raps.
Tom.
Oh, Zach's over here challenging.
Let's hear some beats.
I don't know.
I actually don't freestyle.
Mike's acting like he didn't prepare.
This is what I want to say.
I'm totally not prepared for this.
Let me put it actually. Let me actually say something here about that exhibit video. Okay,
yeah.
For real. I was not freestyling. He was freestyling. I was just kind of rapping some verses that I'd had in my head that were floating around for years. So I did that over a beat that I knew was coming. And then he came in off the cuff.
I gotcha.
So you know that was awesome.
Well, that's actually great because Eminem did the same thing.
The guy who was DJing is my friend Mike Simpson from the Dust Brothers.
Yeah,
and he made the album Paul's Boutique, BC Boys' second album.
All right.
Produced all the beats on there, or a lot of them. I don't know the exact details.
Yeah.
But the Dust Brothers, and he made that beat and he dropped that beat and then I rapped over it. And then Exhibit was laughing, and then I handed him a mic and he actually rapped, which is I'm going to prove right
disclaimer.
Now to the world that I cannot freestyle. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
I got some beats here for you.
No
disclaimers. No disclaimer. Okay. You're making me a little nervous is what I want to say.
I mean, you got something like this.
It's like this.
What?
Yo.
Let him hear all of them, then he can pick which one he wants to do.
I've got four for you.
Man.
I've got this one.
Can you
one?
Write
this
down some buzzwords for me?
Sure.
Some keywords.
Do you want some keywords?
Let's
give you a
write
theme.
Down all your names and the name of the show.
Yo, 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 yo.
Write down something about the poodle.
Oh, yeah. Tom Green.
Oh, shoot.
Poking on some green.
Write down
MZ Live.
Write down MCLiveOnline.com is what I'm saying. Yeah. MCLiveOnline.com.
He's got to have a liquor to plug, too.
MCLiveOnline.com.
Some kind of a Cabassier of some sort.
Cognac. Drinking some beers, drinking some coffee.
Let's get some Texas.
Oh, there it goes.
Here we go.
All right.
What beat you want? What beat you want? This one?
Yeah.
You can pick. I got one more.
Okay.
TG.
Did you make all these beats?
No, I just made that last one. I like this one.
This one's a little scary.
Yeah,
it's a scary beat. It lacks energy.
Yeah.
Hey, that's good because you're getting ready to do ICP thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, ICP. Yo. This one's a little too crazy.
All right.
Yeah.
So you want to do this one? Or is that way too much, isn't it? Or
you want a little slower?
All right,
Wait, do you like that first one?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
That's actually a Michael Zavala creation.
That's it.
What?
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Kick it.
MC Live Online. My name is TG on the mic, drinking beers on the mic. Now I'm easy on the mic. Now I'm greasy on the mic. You talk about this, you talk about that, but I can drop a fat rap at the drop of a hat. Eat you up like tobacco. I don't smoke tobacco. Eat you up like a taco. Eat you. Eat you up like a taco. I don't smoke tobacco, but whatever I just smoke. Holy mackerel, my name is TG. Let me rock this now and pass it over to my man, Yao.
Oh, here I go now. Yao is my name because a girl.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
On my left, that's right, not right. And the girls are like, oh my God, you're you. And he's like, yeah, I'm me, I'm TG. But you sure haven't heard that, ho?
That was pretty good.
An album.
Like that?
That's nice.
That's good. Give me a pen so I can begin to write a new rhyme, start a new trend.
That's right.
Sound the alarm. I'm dropping a bomb. I'm giving you flashbacks like the second Vietnam. Now, you want a rhyme like mine? You gotta sign the contract on the dotted line. I got you strung out. You never hung out. TG. MC Live Online number one out. Beats raw, that's why I'm sure after this is doped out, I can dope you more. I got another jam, guaranteed to slam. My name is TG, that's who I am. Rhyme superb, some say splendid. Biting is intended, but I don't recommend it. Let's go back to the system. Everybody, it's your time to ride the rhythm, huh? Here we go, MC Live Online.
Tom Green, everybody.
Everybody have a chicken sandwich.
Busted Rhymes.
Have a chicken sandwich.
Like a doodle.
Let me tell you how many rappers we've had on this show.
Beer.
And
flipping the lip and the ripping it up and the ripping it up like that.
Twist in the building. Ladies and gentlemen.
Going to go with the flow and showing you people that don't know. I leave my jacket open, let my fresh threads show.
Hey! He's the white boy from the
That's to, up to Mr. Big Stuff, MC Penn in Ottawa, Canada. From Organized Rhyme, that was his rhyme. I remember that. I pull lines that I remember from when I was a kid out of my head.
Organized Rhyme was...
You can check it out on YouTube.
Yes, you have to. Check the OR. I know all
I
the words.
I see what they did there.
Organized yeah, you can go
it
on YouTube.
It's so awesome.
I was in a rap group when I was in high school. And
that was
20 years ago.
Oh, okay. So NWA?
20 years ago. 20 years ago.
Are you going to the reunion?
You can go look at it on YouTube. You can go look at it on YouTube. It's on YouTube. It exists.
Now, you
like my favorite so verse. My favorite verse.
You're yelling,
is when,
I'm Chrissy. Hi, listen to me.
My favorite verse is he says, I flip him over like a pancake.
Yeah.
And then
what do you do?
MC Hammer chicken move like this?
I do an MC Hammer dance.
That doesn't look like MC Hammer.
Bring it back.
Well, it looks like a Peter North move.
It's
different.
It's a cross between.
Now, according to your Wikipedia page, which is the Bible of Tom Green, it's what I've been told.
I haven't read it before.
Well, I think I partially read it
once, but I haven't read it in a couple of years.
Well, they said that you're working on a new rap album.
Oh, yes, I am. I am working on a new rap album.
You're going to try to release it this year?
Man, it's weird. We're still on the air. It almost,
Tom?
Yes.
Yeah, I know that happened.
Tom, we just wrote. Hold on. We just wrote almost, some. What
sorry,
are you talking
I just
about?
Swore. Can we pause?
I just swore
it
right
almost
after
feels
you make
like,
it feel
it almost felt. You know, that was almost like the headphones coming off. The beat stopping.
Yeah.
It was almost, I forgot that we were on the air when the beat stopped.
I got to play this disclaimer.
The following statement does not reflect the views of MZ Live or MZ Live affiliates in any way. The statement is the opinion of the speaker only.
Oh, I am
see
sorry.
What you did, Tom.
We had to bring out the voice guy.
I thought I was allowed to do that.
Right.
Tom, well, totally
you can't just come on the show and swear all the time, okay?
You guys, can you beep that out?
What, do you think you were in America, Tom?
Right.
You thought you were free?
I'm so sorry.
Your freedoms of speech?
I am so sorry.
Tom, we updated your Wikipedia yesterday.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, we've changed your name. And then I re-updated it later. So the thing about the sheep in there, that's
true. Oh, now you're known as Top Green.
Oh,
Top Green. Top
Tom
Green.
That's right. Okay. That's okay.
You're and like, he's
I think
bad.
There was probably something about a sheep in there already anyways.
It actually was.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is cool. So now, I love the Shure SM58s, too, by the way. Shure SM58s.
Wow. How do you know that?
He knows it.
These microphones here are my favorite microphones.
Yeah.
When I do stand-up... when I get to a club, often they'll have a Sennheiser. This is just my opinion. And I will say, you know what, do you have a Shure SM58? I'll put one of these up. These have a little different, for a live mic,
right.
You get a little more of that, the bass.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's just my opinion.
Hello.
I'm sure this isn't. But these are great mics. I had one of these mics when I was a kid in high school. These mics have been around a long time.
Yeah, that's what Josh was telling
these
us
are like These are like the Road Warrior legit mics. You go look it up online right now. You know, look up SureSM58.com. S-C-H-U-R-E.
Sure, says it right on the mic.
.com.
Yeah. It's like they were branding it or something.
I hope that's an antibiotic on it.
But if you're interested in rock and roll music, punk rock, hip hop music, this is what people touring around the world are performing into every night, a Shure SM58 microphone. Great microphone.
I won't play the club, Tom, unless it has this.
Yeah, this is what you got to have.
You know
and
that.
They usually do.
I always bring my talk boy.
Yeah.
But I'm mostly about sound
but
effects.
But it's interesting how microphones change. If you go on to Google and type in, it's interesting how microphones change.
Well, just like anything like else.
Let me
right?
Google that for you.
New. Yeah. Holy crap, it's microphones.
We were going to do 7 items to tell people you're a douche, but I honestly don't want to do it because I want to listen to Tom Green a little bit more.
Yeah, I think we should probably skip that.
Yeah, let's listen to Uncle Tom. Sucks. Yeah.
What did you just call him?
Huh? I'm ripping my schedule
off. You just said, let's listen to Uncle Tom?
Yeah, that's what I call him. Yeah, that's
what is it?
That's what I call him now.
Yeah.
What? You didn't hear him just rap?
Oh, yeah, he did.
No, you know, hey, you know, I'm going to the Insane Clown Posse.
Nice.
F and Rainbow.
He's going to be a Juggaloo.
Juggaloo.
Is it Juggaloo?
Juggaloo?
I thought it was Juggalo.
I believe it's Juggalo.
What is that?
I believe it's Juggalo.
The girl version is the Juggaloo.
Juggaloo girl version.
Oh, well, my fault. I didn't know that.
Haven't y'all freaking watched The Man Show?
Duh.
No, but what does that entail?
Not in like 10 years I haven't watched The Man Show.
But I'll tell you, man, I'm excited about going to the Juggalo Festival.
What does that entail?
It's, you know what? Well, I'm excited about it. Juggalos. Because, you know, I'm really, you know, it's Insane Clown Posse, and they have this festival every year, and it's just a celebration of, you know,
life,
self-expression,
sure,
fun, good times.
Yeah,
like the Burning Man.
Yeah,
kind of. Yeah.
Except with music and like hip hop.
And everybody has to dress up like
it's
a
the
clown.
Burning Man, but it's not just a thing burning.
Right.
And it's naked actual hip hop performance and comedy and all sorts of stuff. Sure. So it's actually something to look at other than a thing burning and everybody running and screaming.
Naked people running and screaming.
And making illegitimate children.
Didn't
they
have a giant fog last year?
Yes.
Something like that.
I've never been to Burning Man, though, so I'm sure that's awesome, too.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I don't want to.
Paper on your tongue.
But what I'm saying, I've never been to this Juggalo. Oh, is there a lot of that?
Yes.
Really? I've never done that before.
It's the best experience I've ever had in my
acid?
Life. Tom. Yes.
I've never done
I don't
acid.
Want to do that.
No, well, you do it with the right kind of people. You got another spirit in their energy.
I'm always scared that appendages of mine that I found.
Maybe I should do acid for the first time at the Juggalo Festival.
Yes, you should.
Oh, God.
Careful about have a good person next to you with solid energy.
That might scare you.
It's important.
No, honestly, kids at home, if you're watching, I'm not going to do acid.
No.
I say no to drugs.
Yes.
No.
Agreed.
Well...
But
I say no to tap water. Too much fluoride.
But you know what? But you know what? I am gonna have some fun at the Juggalo Festival. I will be drinking a lot of beers.
That's safer. You can dictate more for yourself. But
I go with my energy. You're drinking a beer, dude.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that we got
acid
that
in it, Wes.
Right. Yeah.
Liquid acid.
That beer I gave you, man.
Yeah.
Good times. I like it when I screw up the show.
Oh,
like
man.
I just did right there.
Improv. Give.
It'll be the pre-show for next week.
I threw a stick in the spoke of the show there,
right.
And we just tumbled.
No, the show's going great.
No, you're here.
I want to say that, to be honest with you, I want to say something here.
All right, what's up?
And I hope this isn't stepping over the line.
Probably not.
I hope it is.
But I want to say that this is the best broadcast I've ever been a part of in my life.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I'm inhaling that right now.
Awesome. Oh, my God.
Sweet.
And I want to thank you guys. Seriously, this is amazing. No, this is amazing. I'm having a great time. I'm ready. Much fun.
That's
and
so
we're here. We're hanging out. We got some Shure SM58 microphones.
And I looked at the page.
Yeah, we don't broadcast with anything less.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Good times.
Oh,
good times.
Let's go.
Now, Tom, if you want to read the Shure SM58 copy there.
Good times.
Oh, go for it.
Good
wrong
times.
One.
Good times in Dallas, Texas.
Right. Tom has an Einstein mug, by the way. Einstein mug. Which is
I heart Einstein, yeah.
Do you?
That's what it says.
Do you heart him?
That's what it says on there.
Equals MC.
I'll have an honest moment that I was reading. I didn't know a whole lot about your back history.
Yeah.
Until I read your Wikipedia page and learned how you got started and all that good stuff. And I cannot say... Your career is amazing. The stuff that you did, because you did what you wanted to do, and it's kind of like what we're wanting to do here.
Go easy
you know?
On
I mean,
me now.
I'm being
go easy
honest.
On me.
Right, get off your knees, Mike.
I'm sorry. Let me get up.
Yeah, they
can
write
blow in the show.
Let me get up.
Literally.
No, I think that is an amazing. It's an inspiration to people like me, and I don't say this all the time. I just said this to you and Christopher Lloyd.
And me yesterday.
And you. And everybody in this room. But no, I mean, your career is an inspiration for people like me and everybody else who want to do entertainment, entertain people, and broadcast and do all this stuff all the time.
And do it your own way.
And do it your own way.
That's your whole career. You're doing things the way you want to do it.
Thank you for your kind words.
And it's true.
I appreciate that.
Totally true.
I'll never.
But you know, I want to say what you got to do is you just got to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
You know, like you just got to do it. And you know, this is an exciting time right now in the history of broadcasting. We're now, for the first time in the history of the world, people can broadcast around the world effectively.
Sure.
Not some shortwave radio. I can hear a guy kinda.
Right.
Yeah. Sort of sounds like clicking. You know?
Absolutely.
No. Real full color broadcast around the world from anywhere in the world. It's an exciting time, and it's going to be a good time for. I think it's going to be a good time for people around the world.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
and let's rock. Let's
Amen.
Rock.
Hopefully, there's more Bill Coopers and Bill Hickses out there.
Yeah, I hope so. With the Bill Hicks part. Yeah.
Wait, I need another beer. Actually, I'm still drinking.
Have you ever had a Shiner Buck?
No, I'll have one of those.
Okay, yeah. Great.
Welcome to Texas.
This is a Texas beer, damn it.
Hey, man, get this guy one of them Shiners.
I haven't had one.
They're twist off, dude.
Shiner Buck.
They are. Shiners are
twist. They're twist offs.
Hell yeah.
Domestic is domestic.
That is good.
Can I get another Rockstar? Another Rockstar.
Goodness, man.
I'm going to get ED.
I've
heard that. 20 years
now. You're crazy tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Tom, for being on the show.
No joke.
Thank you, guys.
I almost want to do, we got to end the show, but I almost want to do, I don't know if it's okay with Josh.
You want to do another few minutes of blue?
Can we do some, can we just talk to you, broadcast live on the internet, and then
Mike,
we could put this up on the website. Can we do whatever we need to do.
Swear? Yeah. Oh, so that was on the radio. Now we're just on the internet.
Yes.
You
man, you guys are running a tight ship here. I see what you're doing. You're doing all this right here. I want to talk to you guys. I want to understand how you're doing this.
And I want to pick your brain after the show.
I'm
really excited to talk to you. But thank you so much,
Tom. Are we on the air again?
We're about to end.
I know we were on the air when I said that.
So professional we are. We ask you if you want to keep
going. These guys are running this whole thing here.
Right.
Everybody for coming out.
I want to understand how you're doing this.
Yes.
I don't know. We'll talk after the show.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's going to be some good stuff.
Hey, it's been a great time.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
To Tom Green, everybody. TomGreen.com. And you check him out on Twitter, Tom Green Live.
The Green Room, brought to you by Audible. Get more show at mznow.tv.